What do you want?
You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. Hey, that's a pretty good idea. I'll give you the moon, Mary.
I'll take it.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Don't have to fly. This guy's been there.
Let me see.
7-Eleven, Buzz Aldrin. It's always an honor to talk to Buzz Aldrin. I've been able to do that a few times through the years, and it's a pleasure once again to welcome to the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve.
Nice to talk to you. How you feeling? You good?
Oh, yes. So busy yesterday, so early today.
Well, let me tell you something.
Not too much sleep, but then again, it's better than on the moon.
Let me tell you something. You look great. I saw a picture of you the other day. You look fantastic. What are you eating? What are you drinking?
Well, Neil had a motto. He said that God gave him only so many heartbeats, he didn't want to waste any on exercise.
Did you buy into that as well?
Well, he had a problem with a heart surgery. It went bad. And
sure.
Yeah.
No Dream Is Too High breaks down Buzz Aldrin's incredible life into a list of principles that he values and stories he can tell that only Buzz can tell again and again and again. Well, what are some of the principles you've lived your life by?
Don't give up. Keep trying. And think innovatively, like walking through life with your arms outstretched and you kind of gather in or pass a number of little things along the way, look out and take a look at each one of them and pick the one you want. But reach out. Look at a lot of different careers and things. Don't just settle on one and get stuck in a rut. Move around. You're probably going to have to make some changes, and they'll be for the good. But look into them first.
But don't quit. Don't quit. Write it down, kids. Don't quit. You believe in something. You have a dream. Don't quit. Andrea, say hi to Buzz Aldrin.
Good morning, Buzz. I love and admire, I guess, one of your life mottos, your spirit of adventure, always keeping that alive.
Well, it's out there, not up there. Buckminster Fuller taught many of us, because he considered the Earth as spaceship Earth. And he always talked about going out and coming back. So you are outbound or you're inbound. He was such a marvelous guy that he has he had many different geodesic domes. And there was one particular thing that caught my fancy called a cube octahedron. And before the space station was designed, I tried my toothpicks and glue gun to construct a lot of things, and I really like this cube octahedron. Now, I finally found a place for the Earth-Mars cycler to use that as part of the construction. Now, we'll build this lunar this low Earth orbit cycler in Earth orbit, then we'll have one at the moon, a lunar cycler, then we have two that take us to Mars. And they all sort of look alike. They're progressive, and that's why I call it cycling pathways.
Here's the thing, Buzz.
To Mars.
Here's the thing, Buzz. You're too smart for this show. I've fully determined that you are too smart for this show.
Well, you want to call it off, or or you want to go to, the next one
no,
is
No, it's
rock,
a compliment.
Buzz, when you see movies like The Martian, do you watch these movies and laugh and go, that could never happen? Do you critique those, or do you just kind of take it all in fun?
Well, for that particular one, they did make use in the background of the spacecraft that picked them up and dropped them off. They called it Hermes.
Uh-huh.
And it was sort of modeled after my cycling spaceships. And when it came by, they had to launch right on time in order to for the four of them, except they left behind number five.
Right.
Well, we do know a lot about sandstorms, and we know they're going to happen. And with my system, Hermes would go by, and everybody would be dropped off. They would be there. And then in a couple of years, Hermes would come by again, drop off some more
people. How about that?
But it wasn't bringing people back. It had people there all the time. So this poor guy would not have been alone.
How about that? How about that? I mean, write this down.
Yep, I am.
Make a note of it.
So I've talked to the author about a new movie that I'm really working on now, just defining it, because a boy and a girl born in the year 2000 would be just the right age, mature enough, but they would get to Mars when they're 40 years old. Not too old, but just about the right background. I was 39 when I went to the moon.
Well, you have to have some experience. You have to have an experience. You have to have some
exactly.
life experience.
We're going to send them to the moon first for, maybe a year, putting together from remotely the base on the moon that we design, and the international countries, they build it.
Right.
Because we can't spend all our money. But the base is the same at Mars. So they'll go down and spend a little bit of time on the surface of the moon so they know what that's like.
No dream is too high.
And then they come back, and they make a commitment that if they're successful, they will spend the rest of their life on Mars. That, I firmly believe, is the way that we should begin to populate another planet in the solar system. The president will go down in history for thousands of years.
Right.
And so will the crew that goes there and serves their country, serves the world of humanity.
And it's the right thing to do. I got to get Steve Grzanich in here, sure. who is a space guru. Steve, say hi to Buzz.
Mr. Aldrin, hello. It's a pleasure to talk with you. If you knew how big of a deal this was for me, you'd just go nuts. I mean, thank you for allowing me to ask you this question. You're talking about all this dreaming. Have we, as a country, stopped dreaming in terms of exploration? I'm a child of Apollo, space geek.
Yes.
We need
Absolutely.
To dream more, don't we?
We've made decisions. Some of them been good and some of them not so good. I'm putting together a think tank which is going to not advise, but inform, educate the American people, the good things and the not so good, so we won't make the same mistakes later, I hope. And yes, we did make many mistakes. And they had to do with after Apollo. Many mistakes were made in which way we would go. We stopped flying the shuttle because it was dangerous, and we were supposed to have a replacement for that in 7 or 8 years. Where is it? It's not there. It's at least 10, 12 years late. So what do we have to do? We have to hitch a ride and pay the Russian space program to take us to a $100 billion space station.
I mean, we have to get off this planet eventually, right? We need to start thinking seriously about this, don't we?
Stephen Hawking says he's giving humanity 200 years to avoid apocalypse or pandemic, diseases, nuclear conflict, a very big asteroid wiping out people on Earth, just like the dinosaurs were wiped out. See, they didn't have a space program, but we could do something about that. And he said, we need to do that, and I'll give you 200 years. So next time I saw him in California, I said, I think we can do this in about 40 years.
Yeah, because the clock's ticking. We don't need to wait the full 200. And I know you got to run and talk to other people, but before you do, I need to congratulate you on one other thing. First, the book, again, is No Dream is Too High. Get it. Get two copies. You're careless. You'll lose the first one. But you won the March Madness pool.
I did. But that's okay. I used the predictor. And then I used a little luck.
A little luck.
And I picked this and picked that. You never can tell when you choose the right thing. Conventional people will stay in the rut that they're in. But you have to think out of the box.
There you go.
Think of better ways to do things. And I've been doing that all my life. And that will get a lot of people, international countries, back to the moon. Much better than Apollo. And it'll allow us to be the leader. And on the first landing on Mars, they're not all going to be Americans.
Sure.
They're going to be some from other countries, too. And that's the program we need to get on. And the president is going to go down in history. And he needs to sort of be motivated and know that. And America has to get big again.
Well,
they
have to be great again. Think big. You know,
you don't get great by filling the potholes and building the fixing the bridges. Countries aren't known for doing that. They're known for inspiring the rest of the world, inspiring their people by doing something that turns them on.
No dream is too high. It's Buzz Aldrin. You're always welcome here, and I look forward to talking to you for many years to come.
Thanks very much.
All the best, sir. That's Buzz Aldrin. Going to be 86 years old soon.
How about that? And did you see how he celebrated his 80th birthday? He rode on a whale shark.
Well, of course he did. Yeah, absolutely. Me too.
Best morning ever.
So Buzz Aldrin looks up at the moon and he goes, been there, done that.
Yeah.
Anybody else? No, I guess not.